we have seen in the last 6 months a real increase in ethnic fear and hatred among Congolese populations. This followed the attempt by Tutsi-led officers to lead a revolt against the Congo army in Bukavu in June, and then there were killings of more than 150 Congolese refugees who had fled to Burundi, Tutsi refugees, Banyamulenge refugees, in August. And these two incidents have caused an enormous increase in anger levels throughout the whole eastern Congo. People who are thought to be associated with Rwanda are likely to be taken as the targets for reprisal attacks by other Congolese citizens. Through the last two invasions by Rwandan troops in 96 and 98, various groups of Congolese, either Congolese Tutsi or Congolese Banyamulenge peoples, who physically, some of them look like Rwandans, who speak Kinyarwanda or a language like Kinyarwanda, they are taken by other Congolese to be the agents and forerunners of a Rwandan attempt to establish a control in eastern Congo. And one of the big risks here is that other Congolese will turn in frustration and anger and fear against their Congolese fellow citizens who look like Tutsi or who look like Rwandans or sound like Rwandans, and they will take out their fear and anger on them.
Is there anything that's being done on the ground to defuse some of that ethnic tension?
Well, in the past, there have been a number of initiatives by civil society groups and by some church groups to try to calm these fears and these hatreds. But against that, we have also seen clear effort by some political leaders to whip up these angers and fears so that if the context of war becomes a reality again, it's going to be an ideal opportunity for those political leaders who wish to profit from it to make use of that and to encourage people once again to turn to ethnically based killing.
And could this have an impact on other countries in the region, say even Rwanda or Burundi?
Indeed. And that is also a very serious concern, because this region has become like a three-room echo chamber now. What happens in one country invariably reverberates into the other because of the similarities in the composition of population. You have small Tutsi minorities in Rwanda, in Burundi, and in eastern Congo, and that is the common denominator here that leads to this echo effect back and forth across national borders. In Burundi right now, we have a rather precarious situation, but one that seemed to give some hope, because there is a peace in 9/10 of the country anyway, and there are plans to go forward with a referendum right before Christmas and elections several months after that. But this arrangement could indeed be called into question by outright war in the Congo, and the balances which have been worked out between Hutu and Tutsi groups in Burundi could be put in danger because one group or the other will begin to have fears as a result of seeing what happens in Congo. And similarly within Rwanda, where we have a situation which appears far more stable with the Tutsi-led government in very tight control over the population, there are possibilities that new war in the Congo will feed increasing resentments among people, so that the consequences of a resumption of war in Congo are enormous.